Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
From Greensboro, North Carolina, it is Saturday, March 9th, and this is TSL Today. I am Nick Brown, and on this episode, we are joined by Managing Editor of Tech Sideline, David Cunningham, to recap Virginia Tech's quarterfinal win over Miami, and to preview the semifinal clash against Notre Dame. Buckle up, because it starts right now. Welcome back to another edition of TSL Today. I'm your host, Nick Brown, and he is managing editor David Cunningham. Virginia Tech grinded past Miami 55-47 to advance to the semifinals for a third straight season. David, I know George Amore dropped 27 points, but it just really feels like the storyline was how great the interior defense was for Virginia Tech, despite not having Elizabeth Kitley.
Yeah, I mean, Clara Strack and Rose Mijau both had to step up and play big-time minutes for the Hokies. Rose Mijau had not played in 8 weeks and came in and played pretty well. And Kenny Brooks was able to balance that out with Clara Strack, who did not start but played about 27 minutes, had 10 points, second most on the team, had 5 rebounds. But Virginia Tech defended well as a team on the inside. Clara Strack had 2 blocks. Kayla King had 2 blocks. Hokies had a number of steals, and they did not let Miami shoot better than 37%, which is pretty good. I thought Tech was all right offensively. Could have been better. Had a lot of good looks that didn't fall, but it won by its defense. And in a game like this, you have to play for full 40 minutes. Even when you're down, you can't let that affect you. And what the Hokies did was they kind of stuck together, and they eventually went on a run, and that was the difference. And it came late, extremely late, but, you know, better late than never, I guess. But you mentioned the Hokies' interior defense, and, yeah, I mean, I thought the energy Virginia Tech played with was really good. There were a number of times where, like, the backside help was really important too. There was one play where Miami kind of lobbed it down into the post. Tech's playing a 2-3 zone, and Karis Baker was essentially one-on-one on a player down low. And Kayla King comes over and basically doubles right at the right moment, forces a little bit of a miss. That might have been one of her 2 blocks that she had. Kayla King getting 2 blocks by itself is impressive, and both of them were kind of down in the post. And then, you know, Miami has some pretty big players that Miami rotates around. And Clara Strack went up and got the rebound. So team effort down there, and the energy was good, and Virginia Tech won the battle on the boards. Another key attribute, Matilda Ack and Olivia Simeon combined for 15 rebounds, I believe. So good all-around effort down low. Wasn't necessarily pretty, but it got the job done.
Clara Strack and Rose Mijau are the ones kind of getting all the accolades for the defensive effort, but how important was it to have Kayla King step up, like you said, defensive-wise? She also matched up with those 2 blocks. She had a pair of steals as well and dropped 8 points. And I want to say this is a burst-out game for her offensively, but she's really struggled shooting the rock this season.
Yeah, I mean, she's struggled in moments. She's had some really good games here and there, but she hasn't necessarily been super consistent. And it's good to see Kayla kind of step up and knock some of those down. You know, Matilda, I thought, had a weird off day, 0-for-5 from 3. That doesn't normally happen. You don't see that. But Kayla hit some shots when needed, and, you know, I forget what the stat is. If Kayla King scores 10-plus points, Virginia Tech is, like, 25-2. Like, her scoring is needed, especially in a game like this. And Matilda, you know, got it done on the glass. But with Kayla's points, that went a long way. I mean, she hit 2 threes. I thought the most impressive play from her, maybe outside of her defense, which was really good all game and has been for just about all year, was when she went coast to coast in the second half. And that kind of I think, kick-started Tech's run a little bit. Or was the second basket, I think, in that quick 6-0 run. You know, and Tech gets a rebound, outlet pass up to Kayla King, who runs from one end of the floor to the other. And she's not known as a driver, and she drives right by the Miami defense, goes up, gets a layup to go. That's a huge bucket for a Virginia Tech team that struggled to score. And Kenny Brooks had a great quote about Kayla after the game about her leadership and how she leads by example and knows exactly what he wants. And when you don't have Elizabeth Kitley, you need a leader like Kayla King to be able to lean on. And obviously you have Georgia Amor, and like you said, she had 27 points, but I don't even think Georgia was a story. I think she took over late. She had, she was 7-14 in the second half. But to have contributions like Kayla, that's what matters in a game like this. Georgia's not going to be able to win the game on her own.
Let's dive in deeper into Georgia Amor. She was superb in the second half. Like you said, 7-14 after starting the game 1-5. I know she's got the funny quote on ACC Network after the game, but what was different in that third and fourth quarter?
Her mentality, she said it after the game, she was just more aggressive. And I think fouls were an issue early. She got two, had to sit the final 5:01 of the first half. And when you have to sit on the bench and watch your team play without you, especially when you know they need you, I can't imagine how frustrating, or maybe frustrating is not the right word, but I can't imagine what her mental is like when she has to sit there and watch and know Elizabeth Kitley. So you're playing without both of your All-Americans, both of your first-team All-ACC players. And yet Virginia Tech went into the locker room at halftime. I think that should be noted. But with Georgia specifically, she came out of the locker room and was terrific. She attacked. She didn't necessarily make all of her shots. She only hit 1-3. I thought Miami did a really good job defending her. She only had one assist. She averages 7.5 a game. Now, part of that might be because Elizabeth Kitley wasn't on the floor. I believe Elizabeth Kitley and Georgia Amor, Amor to Kitley is the most assisted duo in the entire country this year, which says a lot. But at the same time, the Hokies have to get offense going in other areas. And I think Miami did a really good job of pressing Amor, getting her off of her spots. In the second half, she got shots down, but it was more off the dribble, catch and shoot kind of things, or her driving and creating something. Tech never really got into a rhythm, and a lot of that was because how Miami defended Georgia. She was 1-5 in the first half, and she, yes, found her form in the second. I thought she was really, really good. Hit a bunch of clutch free throws down the stretch, was 10 of 12 from the line for the game. But and of course, Virginia Tech does not win this game without her contributions. 27 points. No slouch performance by any means, but I thought the way she kind of carried herself and didn't really let what Miami was doing successfully defensively impact her for the entire game. She could have given in to the press and didn't, and that's kind of who she is, and that's one of the reasons why Virginia Tech is to this point.
All right, let's flip the script. It's tournament time, so things move quickly, and so do we. Notre Dame, they took it to Virginia Tech in the first meeting only 9 days ago. You were there. Do you think the Hokies were playing a little too tight in that first meeting? And will they be a little more looser given that it's not in South Bend this time?
I said this to somebody later on Friday afternoon after Tech won. I think Tech's playing with a little bit of house money on Friday. I mean, this is – Tech might not see it that way, but I think some others might. This is a Notre Dame team that is favored in this game, on a roll lately, beat Virginia Tech as we record this 8 days ago. I was there. Virginia Tech did not play its best basketball. Notre Dame's defensive effort was terrific. Virginia Tech lacked defensive, not effort, but awareness at times. It didn't necessarily do a good job of stopping Hannah Hidalgo in transition, which you have to do if you're going to beat Notre Dame. I think Tech played a little tight, but I also think Notre Dame's scout was terrific. I thought Notre Dame did a really good job of beating Virginia Tech to its spots, and that threw Tech off. Tech is going to have to play smart. Now, Tech has a little bit of the unknown factor, which can be a positive. No Kitley. So you don't necessarily know exactly how they're going to play, but you know everything's going to run through Georgia Amor. Virginia Tech's going to have to get contributions again from Kayla King, Olivia Samuel, Matilda Eck. Carly Wenzel's going to have to score the ball like she did. Clara Strack's going to have to be big. When Rose Meshaw comes in, she's going to have to play well. I think this is a winnable game for Virginia Tech. But Tech has to be really sound, like it was on Thursday, like it was on Friday, on the defensive side of the ball. It has to play like it did defensively against Miami, like that against Notre Dame. If it does, it'll be in the game. And I thought Tech got a lot of good chances. I mean, you don't see Tech go 5 of 26 from 3 very often. Second worst shooting performance of the season from behind the arc. The other one was against LSU. LSU, like, I guess the games are sort of similar in that Virginia Tech had a lot of open looks and didn't really hit in that game. Obviously, Miami's not LSU, but I thought Virginia Tech got a bunch of good looks. Knock some of those down. You know, you hit three more threes, it's a 17-point game instead of an 8-point game. That changes everything. And Georgia Amore said it after the game. She's like, it's not complicated. We know the numbers. Like, we're right there. Hit a, you know, make a couple more shots and we blow them out. And I'm not saying Virginia Tech's going to beat Notre Dame, but I think there's a chance. I think Tech has to play disciplined, can't let the pressure get to them. Matilda Eck kind of got a little rattled at times. You mentioned the tightness. I think Tech will play more free tomorrow because it doesn't have as much pressure on them. I think the question was, how does Virginia Tech respond without Elizabeth Kittley? Okay, well, Tech responded with a win. Now can Virginia Tech be a really good team without Elizabeth Kittley? We'll see. But I don't know if Tech really necessarily goes in with any pressure because Tech's not expected to win by the national picture. In some ways, I think that's a good thing. And I think if you're Virginia Tech, you just kind of stay composed, do your thing, take care of the basketball, rebound well, play defense, and you're going to get your shots. But you have to be smart with it. You can't play into Notre Dame's hands. And I think it's going to be a really good Virginia Tech crowd on Saturday. I'm excited. It's going to be an uphill battle for Virginia Tech, but not an impossible one.
Make sure you check out David and Jack Brizendine's articles, and make sure you make a stop by our YouTube channel to see some highlights and quotes from Kenny Brooks yesterday. Until we talk after the game, for David Cunningham, I'm Nick Brown. Enjoy the game, enjoy the festivities, and as always, God bless.